The Story About Hip-Hop. Next Friday, January 19th, this Bach Concerto for Two Violins will be performed at Carnegie Hall, certainly not for the first time. But next Friday, Johann Sebastian Bach will be reworked. By Néliste Wyclef Jean, the hip-hop artist. Wyclef Jean is a 30-year-old musician who was born in Haiti, grew up in Brooklyn and Newark. Next Friday, he will become the first hip-hop artist ever to headline a show at Carnegie Hall. The show will also include Eric Clapton, Whitney Houston, Destiny's Child, Macy Gray, Mary J. Blige, and Steve Marley. But Wyclef Jean is the sun around which those other stars will orbit. The show will benefit the Wyclef Jean Foundation. Wyclef Jean taking the stage of Carnegie Hall may have some of the same sense of moment as Benny Goodman's jazz performance there in 1938, a historical marker denoting that the music and the artist have become officially interesting to the people who interpret American culture. In a small studio in the Hit Factory in Midtown Manhattan, Mr. Jean rehearsed the rap he will premiere to tell his own story.
Yo! Arrival at Carnegie Hall, the most prestigious hall in New York. When I was young, I used to daydream in the parks. I asked the bum, sleeping on a canvas, how do I get to Carnegie Hall? He said, practice, practice, practice. My teachers thought I was worthless. The only class I passed was gym and music. My thoughts were deeper than the Atlantis. My focus to become the hip-hop Amadeus. Living in the ghetto.
Wyclef Jean, along with Lauryn Hill and Croswell Michelle, may be most famous as a member of the Fugees, one of the most popular hip-hop groups in musical history. The Fugees have not officially disbanded, but they are also not performing or recording together at the moment. Wyclef Jean has used these past few years to forge his own individual identity as a rapper, writer, remixer, and overall musician. Mr. Jean can play about a dozen instruments, more or less.
I play a whole bunch of stuff. I play, like, you know, and it's just a gift. Like, if it's something that's a string instrument or whatever, or any form of, like, piano instrument. My most rare instrument when I play people bug out is probably the accordion.
Did you play the accordion?
Yeah, you know, that was, like, my first instrument. Yeah, because my father had a church, yeah. And we couldn't afford an organ. And the next in line was the accordion.
Can you play polkas?
Oh,
da, da, da,
da, da, da. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Oh. Yeah, man.
Right,
big time, yeah.
You gotta be able to play poker and play accordion, man.
You got the Eric Tune song? Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Play that.
This is the track Wyclef Jean recorded to interest Eric Clapton in a song. Mr. Jean plays all the instruments and sings a bit like Eric Clapton.
Excuse me if you hear me screaming.
At Carnegie, I'll be singing the first verse, and he'll be singing the second verse and stuff.
So in this recording, you're singing the Eric Clapton part, too.
Yeah, and then I lay down the rough of the guitar part and stuff. But, you know, I'm no Eric.
You know, when Eric plays, I put my instruments down.
Would you listen to my song?
Mr. Jean, like many formidable musical talents, including Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, doesn't read or write sheet music. He performs it, sings or plucks it out on a keyboard, and other talents follow to record and write it down. One of his principal collaborators is his cousin, Jerry Wonder Duplessis.
So he's like one of the old, like, Frank Sinatra. That's what I call him. I call him Frank. You know? You know what I'm saying? So he's very special, you know?
This must be a great honor to be in Carnegie Hall.
Oh, yeah, I don't even believe that we're going to be there. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not a place that, you know, kids like, you know, Clef, like, would be, you know what I'm saying? Because this is the first time, even on, you know, radio station, the news, they be like, yo, for the first time ever. I went in that room to check it. The room, I was like, oh, my God. I thought I was dreaming. I was like, Clef. Yo, son, yo, you getting there? Because once you start thinking you're so big, you're going to lose it. It doesn't matter. We still look at us. You know what I'm saying?
You know, dressed in baggy blue jeans and sweatshirts and stuff. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, sometimes
I see a little jewelry around here that suggests you guys aren't doing too badly.
Oh no, let me tell you something. We got a lot of ice. I got all my diamonds around. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can't show up for work. Like if you go to my house, we all got mad diamonds. You gotta have the ice. Yeah. You know, we pimps, man.
Pimps, in the parlance Jerry Wonder speaks, is a phrase for stylish people who draw attention and wear it well. Ice means diamonds, the kind of finery that makes their success dazzlingly apparent. Wyclef Jean has begun to be regarded as a kind of nobleman of the rap and hip-hop world. That might not always be considered a commercial advantage in a musical form that takes much of its identity as the voice of the edgy and unreconciled. The gangster rap that ranges from the blood-spilling rhymes of DMX to the hustler grit of Jay-Z. But Wyclef Jean is regarded as a kind of opposite to Eminem. He performed at John F. Kennedy Jr.'s memorial service. When he plays in South Africa, as he will on February 3rd, he's acclaimed by the most celebrated members of the community, as he mentioned in this promotion you recorded at the Hit Factory.
Someone please call 911. What's up, y'all? This is Wyclef Jean, and I'ma set it off in Cape Town. It's on, you know what I'm saying? For the frock and roll for Africa, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be chilling with my man, Nelson Mandela. You know what I'm saying? The Children's Fund Foundation. I will definitely be there. Okay, let's just go be there.
Come on, Chanda.
We piled into one of Mr. Jean's leather-clad Range Rovers to drive the several blocks from the Hit Factory to a rehearsal studio. He talked about his new CD and the balance he strives to keep between music that makes merry and makes a point.
No one wants to hear the serious stuff first, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like you gotta lure them into the party. And then say, you know what happened last week? This guy got shot 41 times by police, you know? Yeah. And everybody get revved up, but you couldn't just come out saying that. It just wouldn't fly too well, you know?
That's the Amadou song you're talking about.
Yeah, the Amadou Diallo song.
Enemy on the borderline. Who'll be the next to fire? 41 shots by Diallo's side. You said he reached, sir, but he didn't have no peace, sir. But now he rests in peace, sir, in the belly of the beast, sir. You guys are vampires in the middle of the night.
Why'd you want to write something like that?
Because it's part of what I do. I mean, half of me is fun and games, and the other half is the loaded gun. The loaded gun comes out when I feel like there's no equal rights and justice for us as a people, and that's metaphorically speaking.
Have you ever been shy?
It was a snow-slick night in Midtown Manhattan. The streets glimmered, but away from the lights of Broadway, many figures seemed to walk around in shrouds against the cold. A block from Times Square, hungry people lined up around a soup wagon.
Do you look around this city and life for inspiration in your songs? Scenes like that?
Yeah, I think where I grew up, the whole world is one big song, you know. And I think we're just fortunate enough to be in it, living it.
Mr. Jean is trying to change the fortunes of a number of young people who are his fans. He's making a point of appearing at Carnegie Hall with 16 young musicians, New Jersey teenagers mostly, who are part of Clef's Kids, a program of the Wyclef Jean Foundation that tries to encourage students with musical promise.
To play at Carnegie Hall, I got to feel the energy of these kids, and these kids remind me of myself when I was their age. Mm-hmm. They had an ambition and a goal, and every night when I see them, you know, I conversate with them, let them understand. If they don't understand where they playing at yet, you know, they're gonna come in and they're gonna rock out and have fun. Mm-hmm. But I try to explain to them, you know, the essence of what they're doing and the importance of it.
Is this where we get out? This is, okay.
We get out of the car at the Carroll Studios on Manhattan's west side. Wyclef Jean is coatless. He usually has to walk outdoors just a few steps from his car. Carroll Studios is a tumble-down old brick warehouse that's now been worked over to become rehearsal space. The French National Opera Orchestra is rehearsing on one floor, Clef's Kids on another. The students have preceded their maestro by an hour and are milling and plucking and jamming. When Wyclef Jean arrives, the level of attention in the room rises. He leans over the bass to offer an instruction.
That's the note.
Listens, nods, and finally leans down to pluck a few notes on the double bass of 16-year-old Philip McKinney.
Drummer. That's hot though, the way you play.
Then rehearsal begins on an unexpected note.
Let's start with A train. Let's start with A train.
One, two, three, four.
The band features 14-year-old Kevin Bowden on drums, 17-year-old Plamen Dobrev on guitar, 17-year-old Timothy Harper on sax, 16-year-old Philip McKinney on bass, 15-year-old Luis Munoz on clarinet, and a 14-year-old pianist with long, strong, eloquent fingers, Eric Hudson. Wyclef Jean is the ringmaster of these musicians, but the spiritual force in charge seems to be his old high school music teacher, Valerie Price, who taught Mr. Jean at Valesburg High School in Newark.
He wanted to learn everything that he could learn, and when I say that, he wanted it quick, because he was already creating. He was already writing music, and he was moving too quickly to learn to read music. But he can write it, and he can get someone else at this point in time to put it down for him.
How do you feel about him becoming involved in hip-hop, that becoming his voice?
I never thought of it, one way or the other. It was an up-and-coming art form, so it's just natural that he would gravitate to it. But in school, he learned all kinds of music. We did classical music, jazz. So he knew about Bob Dylan, and he knew about Quincy Jones, and he knew about Johann Sebastian Bach, and he knew all those things. And he's incorporating them now.
Piano player Eric Hudson is from Columbia High School and has been in the Clef's Kids program for just a couple of months. In a week, he'll play alongside Wyclef Jean on one of the main stages of the world. What's it mean to you to play with him in Carnegie Hall on the 19th?
It means like the world to me, because it's like what I've always wanted to do. I'm playing with him. I've always wanted to play with him since I met him when I was in fifth grade. And I was like so excited to meet him and stuff, and I never ever thought in a million years I'd be performing with him. And then when I made the audition, I was just so like excited. And he's like a really cool guy, so he teaches me a lot and I learn from him.
Wyclef Jean moves from musician to musician as the rehearsal unfolds and finally makes a few moments for us in a stairwell as the rehearsal continues with Miss Price at the helm. He's dressed in jeans, dreadlocks, Tommy Hilfiger sweats, and running shoes. Only a small slice of ice betrays his wealth and celebrity, a platinum watch that's drizzled in diamonds. We asked if success ever makes him feel isolated.
No, I don't think so. I think you've had to have lived the kind of life that I had, you know. I've had over like 3 million girlfriends, you know. Had a lot of street problems. Police problem, kicked out of the house 17 times.
Your mother kicked you out of the house?
Yeah, she kicked me out of the house
that
for
nice
discipline.
That nice lady we met earlier who loves you kicked you out of the house 17 times?
Yeah, 17 times for discipline.
You must have had it coming.
Yeah, I had it coming, slept in cars, you know. Yeah. So I have pretty much a lot to write about.
But see, I wonder about this. If, as you say, some of what you did contributes to your music, why are you so interested in giving these kids such decent, reverential lives when they need a little something for the music, you know?
Yeah, I think it's real simple. Like, I have a double life. Like, there's me that you see today, and then there's my cousin who got shot in the head in Erasmus in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
you know, that night I was supposed to be with him, you know? And then I get the news the next day that he's dead. And a lot of those kids that you see here, they face a lot of conflicts every day. So I just don't want them to end up like in the back of a garbage can somewhere. But they're gonna have that passion to write and the spunk for their music. But my job is to make sure that they live to see the next day and stuff.
Hip-hop is already the best-selling popular music in the United States, but Wyclef Jean's work seems to connect hip-hop to other forms of music and musicians. His latest CD, The Eclectic, features Kenny Rogers and Earth, Wind & Fire. His Carnegie Hall concert on January 19 will feature Eric Clapton, the music of Duke Ellington and Johann Sebastian Bach. Wyclef Jean's music doesn't just borrow, it combines. We left the rehearsal studio during a break. Student musicians and professional public relations types were snacking on spongy wedges of New York pizza, but Eric Hudson was improvising a duet with Miri Ben-Ari, a young Israeli violinist whom Wyclef Jean calls the best violinist in the world. A Jersey kid and a concert pro striking notes together on a snowy Manhattan night. Our story was produced by Charlie Mayer and recorded by Chris Sackis.